Here's the translated text in English. Oil climbs to two-week high on Fed rate cut signals, supply concerns. Exclusive EU G7 way ban on maritime services for Russian oil exports, end to price cap. Gold prices rise as dollar weakens on Fed easing expectations. Morning bid, tis the season for macro forecasts. Vessel off Yemen reports exchange of fire with small crafts, British Maritime Agency says. Boosted by Dubai chocolate craze, Argentina bets on pistachios. Brazil soy exports jump 64% in November ahead of Chinese shift to US. Meta delays release of Phoenix mixed reality glasses to 2027. Business Insider reports, Boeing deal with Spirit Aero could close as early as Monday, notice says. Exclusive, how Netflix won Hollywood's biggest prize, Warner Bros. Discovery. Trump signs memo to align US child vaccines with certain other countries. Factbox, Warner Bros., Netflix's $72 billion deal turns spotlight on performance of media titans. Supreme Court to decide legality of Trump move to limit birthright citizenship. Hollywood unions alarmed by Netflix's $72 billion Warner Bros. Deal. Spirit Airlines scraps plan to furlough up to 365 pilots. Vietnam's trade surplus with U.S. hits record as exports surge despite tariffs. U.S. consumer credit takes unexpected dip, falling short of forecast. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index sees an uptick, surpassing forecasts and previous figures. Core PCE price index holds steady, meets expectations. Romania's GDP grows 1.6% in Q3. Investments drive growth. Taiwan's inflation eases to 1.2% in November, below expectations. Eurozone economic growth confirmed at 0.3% in third quarter. German industrial orders rise more than expected in October. Slovak economy grows 0.9% in Q3. Walsay closes with slight gains as data keeps Fed cut expectations on track. U.S. court says Trump can remove Democrats from two federal labor boards. Jump the gun, says Morgan Stanley, reverses DEC Fed rate call to 25 BPA cut. Stocks higher. Dollar set for second straight weekly loss as investors eye Fed cut. Azerbaijan's outlook revised to positive amid easing tensions with Armenia. Dollar slips as traders eye next week's Fed meeting. U.S. banking regulators withdraw decade-old leveraged lending guidance. Florida judge approves release of Epstein grand jury transcripts. SpaceX plans IPO for second half of 2026. Eyes $800 billion valuation, the information. Analysis. From Icarus bug to flawed panels, Airbus counts cost of relying on single model. Hot Stuff Labs launches Hot Stuff, a DeFi native. Layer 1 connecting on-chain trading with global fiat rails. Bitcoin price today slides to $90 ahead of PCE inflation, potential Fed cut. Bitcoin set to refocus on macro as speculative washout eases. DeepNode secures $5 million across seed and strategic rounds to build open intelligence network. iAero protocol launches Token Sweeper, distributes 5% of LiQ supply to stakers. Bitcoin price today pinned near 93K after sharp rebound, Fed cut bets in focus. Stablecoins or Bitcoin? Who fits Satoshi's cash vision? Uphold files application to offer tokenized securities and partners with Tzero on infrastructure services. Incubator Meat Labs officially launches the Web3 P2E 3D fishing game, DeFishing. Kathy Woods Ark sells Tesla stock, buys Baidu and Trade Desk. Emera renews $600 million at the market equity program. Blue Water Acquisition Corp. Ivory files for $125 million IPO. AES announces quarterly dividend of 0.17595 per share. ClearMind receives NASDAQ minimum bid price deficiency notice. Sky Harbor Resources raises C$2.1 million for uranium exploration. Planet Fitness prices $750 million securitized financing facility. Liberty Stream announces $10 million private placement for lithium tech.